You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got a bunch of interviews going on tonight. We got JanSport, Jay, and Loaf Music calling in. They're on tour up in Vermont, swinging back down through Boston on their way to New York City and beyond. Excited to talk to those guys. They both have a couple projects out, and it'll be good to touch base with them. They're definitely looking to build with artists in the New England area, so stay tuned for that. If you go to our website, lfodradio.com, you can hear that brand new Kyle Bent interview, the State of New England Hip Hop, Booger Money, Ron Beattie, etc., etc., the Record Co., Notoriety, shout out to them, ran to them again the other night. People are rooting for them, so you can hear about all that at lfodradio.com, soundcloud.com/lfod, mixcloud.com/lfodradio. Type LFOD anywhere and we will pop up, I promise. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions@lfodradio.com. Send us clean records. We'll be spinning those. And this interview will be online tomorrow morning. Once again, this one's going to be up on the SoundCloud. That's where we put the phoners and snippets of the longer ones, because we do hour interviews, so sometimes you just want a taste. That's all at soundcloud.com/LFOD, as well as the New England Hip Hop playlist, our likes, reposts, etc. You want to check that out. We're going to play a new record here. It's by a guy called Sev. I don't know too much about him, except for Tasia apparently knows him, and so does the homie Jaja, who I met through Still Gold. He's all over their new record, and he's been sending me this, so shout out to Ja and Tasia and Sev. Thank these guys, because they're riding for you. So this one's called Cake. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
I desire to want the cake. They catch it back in my state. I desire to ride my wave. I desire to ride my wave. Chain heavy when it's on. It's really red the gang. My niggas, they really be bout it. It's just money now, I got options. That's Rollies, investments, and property. Moving way across the border in Socrates. Push boy, we bout cheddar and broccoli. Put the beef on display if they watching me. Cut the coke up and serve it real properly. Can that help with these bitches just clacking me up? We just really worried about the money. Currency coming threes. Putting niggas on their knees. Don't watch the throne, just watch me. We just riding clean on a motorbike. It's over right. Looking for a way to please it overnight. You know I love to tease it, all right, baby. Lane switching, big body bitch, and codeine for breakfast, ain't no redemption. Her neck was worth it, her friend was with her. Heard the block was signed, but you need extensions. Brought a couple bitches, filled the bins up. Racked the work up in this bag that ends up. Never lacking it, been no pretenders. Pack a purpose, man, no surrender. All about business, but you know I get it. Two things in my army, you know they with it. My pocket's a mess between cake and spinach. You get it? I desire to want the cake. I desire to want the cake. Party out in the LA, they catch me back in my state. I desire to ride my wave. I desire to ride my wave. Chain heavy when it's fine. It's really red again. Bad bitches on my line now. When I hit them, they on time now. I don't want them, they on time out. I was broken, couldn't climb out. I was savage, nigga, why not? Chink off triple and it shine now. Hey, patience always by my side now. Real hitters, but they ride out. Wanna post all on the grand now. Say I'm the man with the plan now. But stay in your lane, ain't no handouts. Every bitch is a 10, can you stand out? Hit the work in the base and then dipped out. Hit the club with your bitchy, my bitch now. Richie Rich in the bag, we throw cash out. Triple digits, we scoring from out of bounds. All in the city, they love me. Putting that dick in the tummy. Rapping that work up like mommy. We get it straight from the country. I get it. That cake is the only thing on me. We flipping them digits. My niggas are real. It's pure dope and I spit it. All these others want the cake. All these others want the cake. Party out in L.A. They catch it back in my state. All these others ride my wave. All these others ride my way. Chain heavy when it's hot. It's really ready.
Thank you. And I got mad liquor, I've been a half. Guess since I've been half white. And now I'm half man, half amazing. Trying to stay true when it's plastic nation. We American, ain't we? They're ready to blame me. Trying to get rich, so the hell if it ain't me. You know they just, they're ready to flame me. Cause I ball like Garnett, but I'm better than KG. Too white, wanna play day on it. 10 Puerto Ricans and some reggae Tony. So fat, you can vacay on it. I don't even need class, got my A game on it. Now I'm ready to die, yeah. Okay, I'm ready to die. Die for my beliefs, die for how the beats, die inside the streets, die and I believe, die they watching me to die, I gotta leave, die for my life, die for my rights, die for my Lord, die for my war, die for my story, die for my glory, this is top 40, I'm not sorry, No, I'm not finna ride. Told my dad, I said, you can meet me at the top of the sky. I can feel it in my soul. I know God is alive and the devil's alive. Okay, the devil's alive. Been ahead of my time since I was 9. Shoot, I was nice and 9'6".
It's been a long time coming. Now we up to something for real. It's been a long time coming. Trying to turn some honey and some mills. And trust me, this ain't happen overnight. Had to feel them struggles before we seen the heights. Knew if I got the chance, I'd turn this to a heist. Had to steal the moment, couldn't pay the price. And I wasn't thinking twice. Listen, I've been working for a better life. Remember waking in the dead of night. Like, what's my next plan, next plan? Can't stand the fact that we ain't living right. Head filled with problems like we live with lights. Times are dirty like that issue's mixed with Sprite. But I always knew my future still was bright. Always knew my future still was bright. We some chandeliers, been in shambles but I persevere. Life's a gamble, take a chance and roll a pill. Some dices break the ice like polar bears. We gon' own the year, we gon' break the surface. We gon' switch the plans, we gon' make them nervous. It's a new religion. We gon' change the sermon, we gon' wake them up. We gon' raise the curtain, show them what's been lurking. I've been learning that being myself is therapeutic. Crazy how much people out here really lose it. Try and be somebody that they isn't used to. Understand you can't be replicated. And the story you live in is hella crucial. Ain't nobody in this world could ever do you. Ain't nobody in this world is better suited, baby. We deserve this life, we deserve this life. 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 Deserve this life.
You were back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was Kyle Bent, Deserve, with Joyner Lucas. Before that, we had Still Gold with Good, which that album, that song is on their new album, Torch Song, but also on the record company compilation, which is a dope mix of Boston area artists. And there's some jams on it. There's a, for hip hop, there's that. There's a Dutch Rebel record and a Mickey Christmas record. And then there's some good indie and vocals and et cetera, et cetera. My favorite song is this Ruby Rose Fox song. Sounds like a James Bond movie, but it's a cool album, so check that out, and definitely check out the new Still Gold Torch Song. That release show was nuts Friday night. Shout out to Avenue, Rayel, Rain, Lightfoot, Slipwax, everyone that performed that night. They packed out, sold out the Middle East, and the love those guys get is crazy, and it's definitely real, genuine dudes, and it's good to see them put out a product like this. Not even just a product, an album like this. It's right on time. Like, right on time. Everything is crazy topical and fits the vibe, the emotion of the country right now. So, shout out to Still Gold. I think they're going to be making a lot of noise this year. Have you heard it yet, Priscilla?
No, I haven't, but I've watched a lot of reviews, so I'm excited to see them come next week.
They're positive reviews, yeah. Right? People,
yeah,
like it.
Definitely. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are here next week, aren't they? Good point.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to them before they come in.
You should.
But everyone that I've spoken to about their mixtape or album, sorry, said they loved it. So
it's dope. And
I'm excited.
Their last one was good too, and it's a good progression. They really leveled up in between. You can actually, if you check out LFODradio.com, you can hear the Still Gold interview from the first time.
Word.
Get up to date. I'm telling the listeners too. You don't have to do it, but
I'm saying word, like, agree.
I know. So we got Jansport J and Loaf Music calling in shortly. They're on tour right now, swinging up to Vermont, back down through Boston. And I'm pretty new to both of them. I mean, Jansport J, I know as a producer. The name's been around for a while. Not super deep into them. I've been too close to the New England stuff lately. I don't really listen to a lot of stuff from out of here, unless it's completely left field. And then Loaf Music, I never heard of till I got this email. So, but I've been checking their stuff out. They got an album out called Live from the Dungeon. It's pretty good. There's a song, Timeless, I've been rocking with. I can't play it, though, because it's so dirty. But they're supposed to be sending a clean one soon. So why don't we let this Jansport J instrumental rock in the background while we wait for him. This one's called Huh, Okay. And they have a video out for it now. Jansport, Like the Backpack. You can talk.
Oh, I didn't know.
Nah, I just figured it would rock in the background. I'm texting them right now. They should be calling in shortly.
Right. This sounds like a... It really sounds like a old New York type, that street type hip hop.
I think that was the vibe he was going for on this album. He gets a lot of Dilla comparisons too.
Yeah, I see. Based off articles.
Priscilla's Google game is strong.
That must be like an honor though, to be compared to Dilla.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Right.
We can ask him about it. I wonder if he... It might get old at a certain point. I wouldn't...
But it's definitely pressure. I can only imagine, like, definitely pressure for him.
Yeah.
As a producer, you know, to get compared to someone who's so great.
Right.
You know.
And people that love Dilla, like, love Dilla.
Yeah, they go hard for Dilla.
Yeah.
Go hard for Dilla.
You see the Jay Dilla Changed My Life t-shirts and stuff.
I'd love to say, even if you're not really like into hip-hop, I think you at least know Dilla Donuts. Like, you know something, or right. You could refer to, you know.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, he's credited with influencing Kanye, Pharrell.
Right.
Like, pretty much, you know.
And work with almost everyone that we consider great.
Basically. Well, that was the whole instrumental. You want to hear another by him? This one's called New Love, Jansport J. What do you know about New Love?
Actually, I don't know anything about love. Let's not get there.
Don't you have a dating thing this weekend?
No, it's March 5th. It's a speed dating for, like, creatives.
It's a cool idea.
Thank you.
Nick's going to be there.
You should come. You should definitely come. It's like we're trying to, like, basically, like make dope people meet each other and hopefully spark something up. We're not playing matchmakers, but we're trying to. So all the single people out there, if you're dope, if you're creative, and you're single, capitalized and single, an emphasis on single.
Don't come looking for a side piece.
No, you should definitely come through. Even if you're taken, you should definitely come through and just meet dope people too, because it's going to probably be like a networking thing after the speed dating. And also, you get $10 plates at Suya. It's an African joint. It's really, really dope.
That does sound good.
You should come.
Me? Nah, that's not the scene for me.
Bring, you know, friends.
Bring friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. When is it? It's two weekends?
March 5th.
Okay.
You have time to think.
I probably have something going on.
No, you don't. Because you're trying to make excuses.
We always have conflicts.
Yeah. I know. April 25th, we're going to have a conflict. Yeah, I'm
March 25th. March, I haven't even announced that yet, so. Stay tuned. Yeah, you have a book coming out. Tell them about that.
Do I have to? I mean,
just until our phone stops or it starts ringing.
Well, it's a book of poetry. It's focused on healing, growth, and just happiness.
Yeah.
It's called For Girls Who Cry in Yellow.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's my first, like, real big project, I guess. And also at the, like, book release party, I'll be featuring some songs. So that's something different. I haven't really done songs before. Usually it's just poetry.
I may have heard some of them. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so boring. I don't like interviews.
You like to ask the questions.
I like to ask the questions because with that, I can make conversations.
Yeah.
Because, like, now you're asking me and I'm just like,
It's hard, right?
I don't know why.
It's good to put yourself in the other shoes every now and then, though.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get comfortable with your shoes. Like, you don't want to put anybody else's shoes.
All right.
Why'd you look at me like that?
I don't know. It's just a look. Do you cry in yellow, Priscilla?
Yeah, I do, actually. Do you cry in yellow?
I don't cry.
It's not literal, but okay.
No, I cry like once a year.
Oh, fact. Nina Simone's birthday is today. And also, I think Malcolm X was murdered.
Definitely Malcolm's, the anniversary of his assassination.
Assassination. Was murdered.
He was assassinated.
And I have on my X hat to represent Malcolm X. Things I'd be living in. I started to pull out lyrics that some of my favorite lyrics is lyrics that focus on Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you have any?
Yeah, I do actually.
Let's do it after this interview.
It's not necessary. I'm just letting it be known.
So they're doing like a conference call, and then they're calling us into the conference call.
Word.
It's gonna be interesting. You know what? We're gonna play a record, and when we come back, we'll have them on the air.
Sounds good.
So we're gonna play one from the Loaf Music Boys. This one is called Butter for the Bread. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough. It's kind of crazy I look up to you, but you a baby. I know a lot, but I don't know enough. It's kind of crazy I look up to you, but you a baby. My attitude is New York. My crew and I. Planet Monopolies. My crew and I
get in front of the bread.
Roll deep, my jeans were called Kanai. We all see eye to eye with the archives left behind by the 90s. MCs have all failed to realize, and sometime they'll eulogize me and my guys. But it's rhyming shit, a pack of mine. That's a case of crates of 45 that can never compromise with my brand. What to play? In other words, I speak a lot throughout my day, and you can never guess my age if you connect to what I say. And yeah, don't try to dub me as irrelevant the very second they ask me for an age correction. And I hate the question, cause when they do the math, it's all to laugh and tend to tell me it's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby. My stream of consciousness alone can board the continents. Just get that you're incompetent to correlate my stats. Source to all this cockiness embedded in my head. In bed I counted all the compliments, kept them all low fat. Yeah.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
This New York,
my crew and I,
planning monopolies.
Planning monopolies.
Yeah. My crew and I,
get it butter for the bread.
Yeah. Fanatics, but never could land cheddar. Back in elementary, fucking with antennas. On the TV, watching violence. Music videos, violence. I've been smoking reefers and sitting that wasn't wireless. From the underground, so my attitude is New York. And I hit the weed as a coffin, a padded room in a coffin. And often I'm getting down, cause it's gutter off the head. I guess the little brother getting butter for the bread. Eating growing up, I know a lot, but I don't know enough. Defenseless, pray to God I got protection when I'm going nuts. Cause see the demons in your life, and they're to comfort you. Sitting waiting until you comfortable, that's when they come for you. Watching and planning party, my party's planning monopolies. Be another clone, that's a not to me, that's monotony. Well, keep it gritty so the city is mine. And see the beauty in the hideous insidious minds. And then I'm I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
My attitude is New York.
My crew and I
planning monopolies.
Planning monopolies.
My crew and I
get in front of for the bread.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
My attitude is New York.
My crew and I
planning monopolies.
Hello?
Yeah, we got the radio station on the line right now.
Yeah.
Yo.
You're
on hold
right now. What's happening? Yeah. One sec, can you hear us? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Word, what's up? We got, who's on the phone right now?
Shout out to Great representing Loaf Music. Brooklyn, New York City in the building.
Yes, sir. Jasper J from the coast, Covina, California.
Word. Whoever's got the radio on, can you just turn that down? Because it's getting crazy feedback here. Word. So we got Jansport and Shadow.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, guys? My name's Sam. I don't think we met yet, but we're on air right now, LFOD Radio, broadcasting Boston, Massachusetts. I have Priscilla with me here tonight.
Peace.
What's going on?
Not a lot. So what's up with you guys? You're about to roll up to Vermont, huh?
Yeah, we got to come out there to Burlington this Thursday. Rock out with the crew, Jansport, on the boards. About to do our thing. We got two albums about to drop on my end. Loaf Music about to drop Not Really Born, our second album. Jans, let them know what you got going on, too.
Yes, sir. We just dropped the Pharaoh instrumental album that came out January 27th through Black White Goldville Music and Fat Beats. And then I put out the EP with my man Chasing Cash called The Black Jesus. So we really just excited to get up to Vermont and really, you know, rock the show Thursday night. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm fired up. So just so people, we want to give people an idea who you guys are. So we'll go like one by one here. Jansport, you were just talking. So you got your new album out. That's your eighth album.
Yeah, the eighth instrumental album. I've been putting them out over the years, usually like once a year. So this is the most recent one that's been getting a lot of love. So I'm just excited, you know, about the reception so far.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the Pitchfork. I saw a lot of people rocking with that. And I've been meaning to listen to that Chasing Cash. I don't listen to enough of his music, but he's like a top 10 Twitter follow.
Oh, yeah. Chase, he's dropping gems all day long. You know, people know him from the Surf Club days with the production with Hit-Boy, working with Drake and J. Cole and all that, but he's a very dope rapper, too, so we collaborated on that short EP.
Yeah, I've definitely liked what I've heard, so. And
yes, sir.
Happy birthday, too, man.
Oh, word. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So, you got eight albums out. How long have you been doing this?
I've been putting out music since 2009, so, you know, just in the L.A. scene, I kind of came up with You and I, Pac Diz, Blue, Dom Kennedy, Kendrick, you know, we were all kind of starting out at the same time, so just over the years, just tried to stay consistent and continue to put music out, so.
That's what's up. And how'd you link up with these boys out of BK?
Well, my man Jordan, he met up with their manager, Child to Matt, and they put me onto the music, and it was ill, because, you know, they really have a golden era vibe, but what I love about them is that they naturally have that sound without trying too hard. Like, that's just them. So we was just going through a bunch of performance videos and all that kind of stuff. And the management, they approached us about, you know, bringing us together and doing the East Coast run. It just made sense. So I'm excited to get out there. And, you know, we've never officially met, so I'm excited to get out there and rock these shows with them and continue to build, for sure.
Y'all still don't know each other.
Yeah, that's crazy how my music can connect you to two different sides of where we at, two different sides of America, East Coast, West Coast, just off the love of the music. That's dope. I'm happy going this tour, too.
So are you guys meeting up in New York and driving up, or are you meeting up in Burlington? How's that working?
I think we're going to wake up out there in Burlington at the show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm flying into Vermont Thursday morning.
Y'all gotta like film the introduction or something. Yeah, like be out there with a sign,
already
video about it.
Right? Yeah. You gotta capture every piece of it. It'll be a good time.
That's what's up. So, Loaf Music. I was listening to that live from the dungeon. It's a pretty good record.
Yeah.
And you got more on the way.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So, yeah, we dropped Live from the Dungeon as the last project that we put out besides, like, the mixtape joints we did. Like, shout-out to Jay Dillard's family for the Munchies and joint. But, yeah, the next album we got coming out is Not Really Born. And we've been working on it ever since we finished Live from the Dungeon. Like, we went right back to work to give the people what they wanted. And you can definitely see the growth in this album that we're about to drop.
I'm excited because I'm not going to lie. I didn't know about you guys until maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'm just getting hip real fast. So you guys have been, you guys are like a collective, right? You have breakers, graph artists, drummers, DJs, media. What's going on? Can you break it down?
Yeah, So pretty much Lil Music is a collective of creative artists from not just Brooklyn, but around the whole New York City, New York area. And what we do is we just express our talent and each different outlet that we could. And like you said, we have Film Crew, Shoutopolis Films, Sun and Fleur, shout out Cisco. We have Breakers, you know, shout out to my man Raymo Loaf. We got like Clothing Designers, my man Van Doe. And then we got the music aspect. So Loaf Music is actually like Loaf's music. It's like the music of the crew. And that's where you see the Kid Ass, Shadow the Great, also Dope, John Sinatra. You know, that's where you see the musical artists in the crew. So, yeah, it's a collective. It's a collective of young dudes just rocking and staying positive, keeping the positive vibrations high.
I'm with that. So, what? I know the name is deeper than bread. Do you want to break that down? Like, what does Loaf Music mean?
So loaf is, when you think of loaf, you think of one, you know? Some people think of bread, some people think of meatloaf, whatever. But you think of one, you know? Loaf is one. One is the family, and it's the foundation. So loaf to me really means, like, yeah, it's the family. It's the whole, it's all together. When you come together to split bread and break bread with all your brothers at the table, that's how I see it. That's loaf music. And, yeah, the name came about when we were younger. We was probably in high school a couple of years back, and it started off as Loaf, you know? And so stuck with it because the impact that we made with that name, and we just showed and proved that was the thing to do, you know? It made perfect sense. We didn't really want to put one person in front. It was the family first, you know? The foundation was the first thing that we did, and that was studying the Loaf, you know?
Word. So, for our Vermont listeners, what should they expect when they come to these shows?
You know, expect energy, good vibrations, positive vibrations, you know, dope merchandise in case you want to go home with the fly. You know what I mean? We got some dress for the ladies, some dress for the men, over the cameras in the building. Definitely a good time, just an overall good experience, you know. Even from just listening to Jazz Sports Music, his previous work, you can tell that we definitely know how to master the ceremonies. Mm-hmm. So just expect, like, just all over perfect experience, good vibrations, a perfect hip-hop show, I would say. You know? Every time I go to my shows, I have fun. So that's how I like to end the night, you know?
I like
yes,
that.
Sir, and I'd say even adding to that, I think you definitely got to check for exclusive merchandise, you know what I'm saying? Like, we printed up stuff. Right. Just for this run, so you want to make sure you come out to the venue, you know, shake our hands, rock with us, and all that kind of stuff, and pick up some merchandise that you're not gonna ever see again. And you know, coming from the West Coast, like we do a lot, we got a beat scene culture out here. So my job is just to come out there and show how we rock on the West Coast and bring that to Vermont, bring that energy, bring that vibe, that feeling. So I'm definitely looking forward to rocking with Loaf Music and showing Vermont what we about. So.
That's what's up. So are you going to be making beats on stage? What's that? Sorry, man. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just adding on, saying we're bringing that vibe, bringing the East Coast, West Coast vibe to Vermont this Thursday.
I'm with it. They're ready, man. Vermont's a good scene. They're definitely ready to rock up there. So, Jay, are you playing records on stage? You making beats? What's your portion of this?
I'm doing a little bit of everything. Hopefully people come out and see what the setup is, but I definitely like to play a lot of the joints that I have in the stash. I like to play joints from my albums. I like to play unreleased collaborations with some artists that are going to come out that people might recognize and stuff like that. So that's what it's all about coming out to the show, is just really getting that exclusive experience out there. So
we might need to go to Vermont this weekend.
I don't know. We might have to.
Hey, make that trip, man. Make that trip.
It's not bad. But you got a show down here next Wednesday, too, live from the Underground up in Salem, Massachusetts, correct?
Hey! Shout out to Salem, Massachusetts. It's about to be like my first time going out there, too. So.
Oh, you're going to love it, man. I think I'm going to try to be at that one because that venue is nuts. You're going to really like that. That's like the home for like the spitters we got out here. They got a real like dope vibe there. It's every Wednesday and people show up ready to get down. So
should I leave all my Laker gear at the crib? So, like, don't.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No. You know, that's how we rock out here, but it's all good. I got love for Massachusetts. I'm looking forward to getting out there.
That's cool, man. I'm going to wear my, I got the Kobe Bryant, Barack Obama that says nope from that last run. I'll wear it to the show. You'll know who I am.
Word. Sounds good.
If you want to rock, you rock your Kobe gear if you want. I'll rock that one.
Now, Jansport, I have a question for you, because I was reading this article that Pitchfork, had mentioned, and they compared your music to like a summon of J Dilla's donuts, and we were just talking about it earlier and how people compare your sound to J Dilla, and we were kind of wondering if that's pressure for you, or is that a challenge, or is it? I mean, I know it's definitely an honor, but how do you react to people saying things like that?
It's an honor. It's nothing that I will ever say, because I'm not trying to be the next J Dilla. I'm trying to be the first Jansport J, and I'll tell people. You know, the highest homage that I could pay to my influences, which is DJ Premier, which is Ninth Wonder, Madlib, Pete Rock, RZA, Dilla, everybody is to be Jansport J. So when people tell me that I remind them of Dilla, like I said, that means a lot, but that's not what I'm trying to be. Mm-hmm. Like, Donuts is like the Bible to producers like me. So, you know, I heard Donuts, and that was the first time I ever realized you can make an instrumental album. So, the influence is heavy. Like, I can't deny that. Like, Bill is a heavy influence on me, but I try to take elements of what he did and the RZAs and the Swizz Beatz and the Pharrells, everybody I grew up listening to, and I try to make my own thing. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's an honor, but, you know, I got work to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to embody Dilla. Like, nobody can do that. That's Hollow Ground. So.
Word.
I like that answer, man.
Yeah, definitely a dope answer.
I like that. So, anything else you guys want to let people know before we let you go here?
Well, I would like to use this opportunity to give thanks and blessings to everyone supporting local music and Jansport J. And whoever's tuned into this radio station, I want to give my respect to you guys for having us on the show. And we'll come out to the show. Come out to both of the joints. If you're in Vermont, pull up Thursday night. If you're in Salem, Massachusetts, pull up. You're going to have a good experience, good time, and that's what we're here to do, is rock and bless y'all with some dope merch, dope performances, and good energy.
Word.
I can't even add anything to that. You said it perfectly. So we just excited to get out there and rock.
Word. I'll add one thing for you guys. At Loaf Music and at Jansport J on everything, right? Your social media is tight. There's no extra weird stuff.
Thank you.
I mean, if you search Jansport J, it'll come up. There's a weird Instagram page that's verified, but that's not me, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, no, I think I tagged that one. Oh, man, I thought you had it.
Yeah, no, it happens. And we working on it. It's crazy. Well, Instagram wouldn't verify somebody that's not me, so it's wild. But yeah, search Jansport J on any of the social media, I'll pop up.
But don't follow the verified accounts.
yeah, don't follow the verified Jansport J.
What's your social media handle?
It's FarrellWareVans on Instagram, and it's Jansport J on everything else.
Boom.
Awesome. So I have one last question for you guys, which is hopefully you can answer really, really quickly. So the question is that, you know, this concert that you guys have, right? So if you guys could explain the experience of listening to your music with a hip-hop lyric, and it cannot be yours, with a hip-hop lyric, what would that hip-hop lyric be?
I got a couple. I have a couple.
Word.
All right, so I can't curse, though, right? There's no cursing.
Yeah, try not to, please.
All right, cool. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. So I'm touching a heavy piece in the limousine. Hanging pictures on the wall. Every Saturday, rapper cat, Mr. Magic Woody Mall. The mess will come out tomorrow. That's the Method Man. Shout out to Wu-Tang. Yo, yeah, definitely. What he say? What he said? The raise your hand with the flavor. Terrorize. I can't say all of that. But, you know, protect your neck, Wu-Tang.
Yes.
Shout out to Wu. But everyone knows, it's not me that says that. It's everyone. They always say that every time after the show, they say, yo, protect your neck. It reminds me of protect your neck. And I like that. I embrace it. So
yeah, we are definitely going up to Salem for this show, first of all. And second of all, you were the first person to ever do an impersonation answering that question.
Right. And also that quick, too. Usually it takes people a couple of minutes to like get it because it's such a heavy question. But that's
a first. That's a first. Jansport, you got one?
The first thing that came to mind is Dilla saying that, I can't remember the song, but he said at the beginning of it, you ready to bounce your whip to that real life? Between some Dilla, some RZA, some Big, I think people need to come out to the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, hell yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
We're fired up. We're going to tell everyone we know we're going to be there this Thursday up in Vermont, Higher Ground, I believe, and then you'll be back down in Salem, Massachusetts, live from the Underground next Wednesday. So we'll be out. You guys be good?
Yes.
We'll see you soon.
Peace.
All right?
Peace.
Appreciate it. Good looking out.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace and love. Peace.
That was cool.
Yeah. I'm excited for this show next week. You said next Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
We're going to have to go.
We're definitely going.
Because, yeah, they sold me. I was on the fence.
Yeah, we're definitely going.
Hell yeah.
We're going.
Shout out to Rec Shop Movement every Wednesday, live from the Underground.
Rec Shop.
Rec Shop.
Movement.
Boom. All right, we're going to play one by them, Butter for the Bread. We actually have another phone call coming in. We got DJ Alcide calling in shortly.
One of my favorite DJs.
We're going to play this record, and we'll be right back with DJ Alcide, Live Free or Die.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough. It's kind of crazy I look up to you, but you a baby. I know a lot, but I don't know enough. It's kind of crazy I look up to you, but you a baby. My attitude is New York. My crew and I. Planet Monopolies. My crew and I
get in front of the bread.
Yo, my crew and I roll deep like Jeans were called Kanai. We all see eye to eye with the archives left behind by the 90s. MCs have all failed to realize, and sometime they'll eulogize me and my guys. But it's grimy shit. A pack of mine, that's a case of crates of 45 that can never compromise with my brain. What to play? In other words, I speak a lot throughout my day, and you can never guess my age if you connect to what I say. And yeah, don't try to dub me as irrelevant the very second they ask me for an age correction. And I hate the question, cause when they do the math, it's all to laugh and tend to tell me it's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby. My stream of consciousness alone can border continents. Just get that you're incompetent to correlate my stats. Source to all this cockiness embedded in my head. In bed I counted all the compliments, kept them all low fat.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
My attitude is New York.
My crew and I
Planet Monopolies.
Planet Monopolies.
My crew and I
get in front of the bread.
Fanatics, but never could land cheddar. Back in elementary, fucking with antennas. On the TV, watching violence. Music videos, violence. I've been smoking reefers since internet wasn't wireless. From the Underground, so my attitude is New York. And I hit the weed as a coffin, a padded room in a coffin. And often I'm getting down, cause it's gutter off the head. I guess the little brother getting butter for the bread. Eating growing up, I know a lot, but I don't know enough. Defenseless, pray to God I got protection when I'm going nuts. Cause see the demons in your life, and they're to comfort you. Sitting waiting until you comfortable, that's when they come for you. Watching and planning party, my party's planning monopolies. Be another clone, that's a not to me, that's monotony. Well, keep it gritty so the city is mine. And see the beauty in the hideous insidious minds. And then I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
My attitude is New York.
My crew and I
planning monopolies.
Planet Monopoly.
My crew and I
get in front of the bread.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
I know a lot, but I don't know enough.
It's kinda crazy I look up to you, but you a baby.
My attitude is New York.
My crew and I
Planet Monopolies.
Planet Monopolies.
My crew and I
get in front of the bread.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you.
Like I said, that was Bread and Butter from Loaf Music. There's a record I really want to play from them, and I'm hopefully going to next week, or maybe the week after, sometime soon, though. Once again, you're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio. We got DJ Alcide calling in shortly. Apparently, he is one of Priscilla's favorite DJs in the city.
And favorite people. One of my favorite people. Always positive vibes.
That's a fact. So we're excited for that. If you're an artist tuned in, oh, never mind. He's here right now. Check it out. Live Free or Die, you're on the air.
What's going on, bro?
What's happening, man?
What's up there? Chilling.
We got DJ Alcide on the phone.
Peace, DJ.
We got Priscilla in the building.
What up?
She just said you're one of her favorite DJs in Boston and one of the nicest guys she knows.
Oh, man. Appreciate that. I really do. You know, I work hard every day, you know. So, yeah, I really do appreciate that. It feels good to hear stuff like that. Thank you so much.
So, how you feeling, man? You all right?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm a lot better now, man. A little under the weather. Had a quick impromptu trip down to D.C. Had a quick show with my guy, Nice Franklin. It was great. I'm just feeling the after effects. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful with that. So.
Absolutely.
That's dope. So, quick little D.C. trip. It's not bad.
Yeah. It was great, man. I had a nice show out there, man. Shout out the whole DMV, man. They definitely show people from Boston a lot of love down there, man.
Yeah, do you go down there a lot?
Yeah, well, this was only my second trip in 5 years, but yet you would think I lived there. Every time we go down there, they show us so much love.
Weird.
That's what's up. I feel like these East Coast cities all have like a sort of similar vibe. When I was in D.C., I was in this neighborhood. I could have sworn I was in the South End, except for all the buildings are shorter because of the fly zone, you know? But
Yep, I know what you mean.
So, but what's going on with you in Boston? You got a ton going on up here, buddy.
Yeah, man, just grinding. Actually, just getting ready for next month's showcases. We have two next month because we're celebrating our 2-year anniversary. Oh, you know
congratulations.
I mean? So, you know, we had to double up. Thank you very much.
2 years.
Double up. So, yeah, everything's looking great, man. You know, we got a great lineup for both shows. It's just going to be real fun. I can't wait. March 3rd and March 24th, man.
How do you choose your artists?
March 2nd and March 24th.
Are both of those at Maggie's?
Yep, both at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, 609 Washington Street. Make sure y'all come through and show love, man.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Definitely. My question was how do you choose your artist for the event?
How do I choose? Actually, when I first started it, I kind of just opened the doors, you know, to all artists just to get the buzz up there, just to get it going. But now as it's been getting a lot more recognition and, a lot more people have been showing up and talking about it. So we are pretty selective with the lineup, but if you're a dope artist, you won't have to worry about that.
Right.
I like it down there, man. The couple shows I think I've been to three now, it's a different crowd than you see at the ones in the city. And yep. It's like people are there for the showcase, and then because they know they're going to catch some good music.
Mm. Definitely, and that's what we started out wanting to do. We wanted it to just do it as a networking event that just has some other stuff going on. you know what I mean? Like that's what I really wanted to do. But then I realized that you know a lot of artists never get the chance to perform with a live band. So what we do is we provide a live band for free for all the artists. They play behind every single artist. My band is so dope that they can just catch any song. We don't even have to do crazy rehearsals or any of that stuff. They catch the beat, and we're rocking.
So, being that this is like your second year entering in, like what are some new things that you're gonna introduce, I guess, to Boston as you're entering your second year?
One thing we're changing this year is we're gonna start doing live Q&As with artists too now. So, what we do is after the artist performs, so if the lineup isn't too many, like sometimes our lineups can be a little large, so we don't always do it, but when we have the smaller lineups, we do incorporate like a small Q&A session. That way you can get to know the artist more. So a lot of times you go to shows and this will be the first time you meet artists, so I want people to leave with a great impression of the artist, not just, oh, his music's dope. Oh, he's dope, he's from blah blah blah, he does this, and this is what he or she's all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what were some of like your greatest challenges, I guess, in your first year?
Greatest challenges was just keeping up with it. Like, sometimes even for like once a month, sometimes, you know, because I'm booked up as a DJ as well on the side. So sometimes some of the obstacles can be just, you know, staying focused on the next showcase. Before I know it, I probably did like two or three other shows, and I have like a week to put together my lineup. So what I've done now is I do a lot more research every day. I'm learning about new artists every day. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's the best thing every day, you know, and we try to shuffle the lineups as well too. So you won't see the same artist on the lineup every single month. You know, we give, you know, if I like an artist a lot, I'll still probably wait a month or two before I put them back on. So we keep the show fresh every month.
It's definitely a good vibe too, man. Yeah. Everyone's just there to party, have fun, and
it's a variety of different types of music, which is what I enjoy and admire.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know who's gonna be up there. Yep.
What was that dude? Daytime?
Yeah, Daytime. Yeah, he killed it too, man. Shout out Daytime. We might have to have him back sooner than later, man. He did a great job, man.
He was funny.
You know, we did that Valentine's Day one last one. You shut it down too, man.
Oh, we don't talk
about that, man. He's acting like he ain't.
He does. He has.
We don't talk about that on the air.
He does that all the time.
We don't talk about that on the air. Anyway, so
look how he did it.
That was dope, though. I mean, no, he was out front. He was selling hats, and I was like, "This guy's here selling hats." And then the next thing I know, he's raunchy and it's funny though. He was like funny as hell.
See, that's what we do. Like, I even set up merch tables for any artist who wants to sell their merch. I just want everybody to be as comfortable as possible. Yeah. I want you to come through, have a great time, sell your merch, you know, with no troubles, you know what I mean? And that's why we made it to 2 years, because I keep it very, very simple. I do not want to complicate things for the night. I just want people to come in, network, see some dope performances by a band, and we out.
Boom. Another thing I want to tell artists, though, one thing you do that I like seeing is, first of all, you have photographers there, so you're always going to leave with photos. And second of all, you yourself, and this is why you should book DJ LC for your events, you are always on the Snap, on the IG, on everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you are a one-man promo machine. Like, when you are someplace, people know, and artists get a little pop from that when they start popping up in your stories and stuff.
Definitely, man. And that's one thing I always wanted to do. I don't always have a chance to just always give back to all the artists, because like I said, I'm doing so many different things, but this is my thing that I can give back at least once a month. You know what I mean? To where I can do something for all the dope artists in the city and still, you know, take care of all my other ventures I got going on at the same time. You know what I mean?
You're a busy, busy man. DC, randomly, Boston, everywhere.
Yeah, that fell in my lap, man. But it happens like that. You know, you work hard enough, opportunities like that come on. And people want to know that if, you know, they hit you up, oh, can you make it to D.C. in a day? You know what I mean? They want to know, can you do it? Yeah, I can do it. We can do it. You always got to stay available. You know all about that, bro.
Yep, and they know if you say yes, you're actually going to do it. So that's the real
Absolutely.
Part, you know?
You know that, man.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. So we have more stuff. You don't know about it yet, but you're involved in some stuff with us coming up. So
nice.
There'll be more.
Right. That, you don't know about
no,
it.
No. No one knows about it. Priscilla almost spilled the beans on the air even. So right now, who do you have booked for this showcase, for the next one, the one on the second?
For this showcase right now, we have a few bunch of dope artists from the city, man. We have my guy Mike Ross. Donnell White, Mark Maron, you know Mark Maron.
Yep.
Yeah.
The mayor.
My guy Ken Hutch. Yep. My guy Chris Jeezy, another dope artist that's on the come up. He's more on the trap side of things, but he goes in really dope. High Key Random doing this thing. And our special guest, because it's the 2 year anniversary, we have Jay Hood, formerly a D Block. So he's going to be performing as well, too, man.
Whoa.
I can't wait to rock with him. We've been trying to get him in there for a while. So, yeah, he's definitely coming to do that one.
I'm going
to
sound.
For March 20th,
yep, oh, sorry, continue, bad. Man. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm going to sound old, but I still remember that Bulletproof Hoodies freestyle he did.
Yes, Bulletproof Hoodies, 1-900-HUSTLER.
Yep.
And all those classic D-Block versus, D-Block versus Rockefeller? Yeah, when they were beefing with Beanie Siegel.
Yeah, Jay Hood was going in.
Stuff. I told him I'm playing everything. I'm a fan too, you know what I mean? And see, that's the thing, like, I'm a lot of the guys I bring up, I don't care if, like, you're popping, if you're relevant right now, if you got a single out. If I rock with your music, you'll always be relevant to me. You know what I'm saying? You'll always have a stage. You'll always have somewhere to perform. It don't have to be somebody who has a project out. If you're dope, we'll put you on the stage, man. Right. And that's
you
got to
get some women
us.
On the lineup, though.
Oh, we got plenty. Yeah, well, yeah. Not for this lineup. Oh, we do have this dope female rapper, Brandy Blaze. She's going to be on stage as well, too. If you ever heard of her, get familiar. She's really dope. But yeah, we definitely do have a lot of females coming around.
Yeah, I was going to say, last time I was there, it was Raelle, Nancy, Marcella Cruz.
Yeah.
Love Marcella.
Yep.
Lit.
So we have a lot of dope artists, man. And also, for the 20, because like I said, it's a 2-year anniversary. So we have one on March 2nd. And we also have, that's going to be, you know, in traditional show form. But we're also doing a party to celebrate the showcase itself on March 24th, when we have the homie Terminology coming for that. Right. So you already know.
That's nice.
That's pretty lit.
That is.
You already know.
My dude. Yo, man, well, listen, we got to let you go. But, hey, thanks for calling in. We're fired up for both of those. And really salute what you're doing out here, man. It's consistent. It's good to hear that that's paying off and the opportunities are starting to increase. And we're fired up for these showcases. And year 3 is going to be the best year, I think.
I appreciate it, man. And real quick, if anybody wants to get down with the showcase, just send an email. That's all you got to do. Email your press kit. Email everything over there to alcidemusic@gmail.com. That's alcidemusic@gmail.com, and I'll be in touch.
That's what's up, man. Where should people follow you?
At DJ Alcid on Instagram, DJ ALCIDE, all one word. Same as Snapchat. And for Twitter, it's DJ_Alcid.
Boom. That's what's up, man. Hey, thanks again, and we'll see you next Thursday night.
Right. Thank you guys so much, man. Have a good one.
All right, man. Be good. All right. That was DJ Alcid. We're about to get out of here. Pass things off to Skybar. In the meantime, this is the new one from Spenda Devices featuring April Stanford. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next week with Still Gold.